this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the broadcast. Super excited to have him back with us. Of course, he's been with us to talk about his books on the JFK assassination, Hunting Hitler, and now this new book, which I'm on Amazon right now. And for those that are not writers like myself, to have 1,352 reviews is pretty incredible. But then when you look at the average of all of the reviews for Dr. Corsi's new book, 4.7 out of 5 stars, and it is a bestseller. The new book is called Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Great to be back with you. Thank you.
I was going to ask you, you know, one of your books, the Hunting Hitler book, I really, really love that book. Did you find that picture that came out in that document dump back in the fall of the JFK documents? There was sort of this, you know, kind of unusual, I didn't know why it was in that document dump, but it was a picture of Hitler supposedly alive after the war. Did you find that credible?
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was an FBI report. That there had been a sighting of Hitler in South America, and the photograph did look remarkably like Hitler. I mean, this is what led me to write Hunting Hitler. The more documents that have been declassified from the FBI, we've seen there was a tremendous search for Hitler in South America that occurred through the 60s, and very credibly believing that Hitler did not die in the bunker, but we had escaped by submarine to South America. And that's really what prompted me to write the book.
Yeah, and that picture, I'm with you, that looked remarkably real. We'll go on here to the new book. And by the way, that book is still available, folks, Hunting Hitler, if you want to pick that up, also on Amazon. So this whole idea of the deep state, Jerry, which is... it's ridiculed. The left laughs about this. They mock anybody that talks about this. Even, you know, we're hearing now, former lifelong bureaucrats, Sally Yates, people coming out saying, yeah, you know, the insiders, the deep state people. Isn't this a case in point, this recent indictment of James Wolfe? Now, this is a guy, I've never heard of him before. Maybe you have, because that's, you know, you work in those circles. But here's a guy who, from what I understand, was in government for like 30 years, was head of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, which has got to be one of the top positions in terms of security clearances, I would imagine, in all of Washington, D.C. And now he's indicted, being accused of all these damaging leaks that the president has been upset about. Isn't that like Exhibit A, that this is a deep state guy?
I think very much so. And we're going to find many more. The releases that have been made last week, we got another 500 pages of the text messages between these two FBI agents, Peter Strozik, who headed the counterintelligence unit, and evidently his lover, Lisa Page, who was an attorney in the FBI. And they make it very clear they hated Donald Trump, and they were engaged in a conspiracy after Donald Trump won to find a way to impeach him. So, I mean, these deep state operatives who are much more in this New World Order type crowd who have been in the bureaucracy for long periods of time and are not going away are very much opposed to conservatives and libertarians. They hate the idea of American first, and we're going to get increasing evidence that they did form a coup d'etat conspiracy, I think treason, to get Donald Trump out of office. It's going to be shocking to the American people, but it looks like the evidence is forthcoming.
Yeah, I was surprised that we'd ever really get the evidence, but it does look like the wheels of justice have been turning slowly, but they are still turning. And you wonder, too, about even so-called conservatives that appear to try to torpedo the president every chance they get. I don't know if you've been watching the news wires tonight, but apparently just today or this afternoon or maybe even tonight, Senator Lindsey Graham is now publicly calling for a war with North Korea if there's not a deal between Kim and Trump this week. And I'm thinking to myself, Why do that? I mean, don't we want peace here? Why would you be calling for war? Well, the president is probably just, you know, getting his room key right now, entering, you know, these negotiations.
Well, Lindsey Graham sometimes goes off with statements that I think are completely irresponsible. This is another one. I mean, let's at least give the negotiation a chance. I think there's a very reasonable possibility President Trump may come away with an agreement to begin the process of denuclearizing North Korea without a war. Now, if that happens, I'm going to be thrilled. I think every American should be thrilled. And let's give it a chance.
Yeah, it sounds like let's give peace a chance. I mean, wasn't that the old liberal line? And now they don't want to give peace a chance.
Well, Donald Trump, because they don't want to credit Donald Trump with accomplishing anything. Everything Donald Trump does, the hard left, and Lindsey Graham has been a pretty much anti-Trump along with his friend John McCain from the beginning, and they've been always on Donald Trump's case. So I tend to discount their statements pretty severely because of their, you know, proven and long-term establishment record, and they both promote themselves, Lindsey Graham and John McCain.
Yeah, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this. There have been some leaks about it, but what do you make of this upcoming Inspector General's report that's supposed to come out on Thursday? And the leaks that have come out about it are that it's going to be very damning of former FBI Director James Comey, who, interestingly enough, is just winding down his book tour called A Higher Loyalty, and it may just show that he's part of the deep state as well.
Well, I expect it's going to be very damaging to Comey, and very damaging the fact that the Hillary Clinton emails were declared they were going to be exonerated before there was even investigations. So Comey was already writing up the report to exonerate Hillary Clinton before she was even interviewed. Then when she was interviewed, it wasn't a sworn interview. It was not in any way a real serious interview to try to get statements out of her that might led light on to why she used this private server. So, you know, I think the report's going to be very damaging, but let's wait to see it. Looks like it's going to come out this week. And from all the leaks that are coming out, which, again, you know, that we don't really need these leaks coming out. They're criminal. That's another separate investigation.
But, and Rudolph Giuliani is saying today, he's been in all the news today saying that it could lead to an indictment of Comey, which I thought was an explosive thing to say as the president's lawyer, but that was the quote today.
Well, I think Comey is likely to be indicted. I mean, Comey's certainly going to be put under investigation for his, you know, even with his memos that he wrote on his, you know, meetings with President Trump. It looks like the professor, his friend that he gave them to leak them to the press, there was classified information in at least three of these different emails. And that's a crime. So Comey's got serious legal problems, and I think they're going to be complicated once we can read the Inspector General's report on this Thursday.
It's going to be a fascinating week. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to get into the book. It's called Killing the Deep State, a bestseller over at Amazon. Grab your copy. It's also available on Kindle. Also, the audiobook is there. Everything's for you there over at Amazon.com. We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest for the hour is Dr. Jerry Corsi. His new book is Killing the Deep State. And Dr. Corsi, I was interested to learn here in recent months that you're now working with Alex Jones, who is our friend here also on the same radio network, and you're running the Washington Bureau for InfoWars. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're working on there.
Well, I've been working with Alex for almost 2 years now, reporting out of Washington, and we've been covering the White House. We've been covering Congress. And I think Alex is continuing to be one of the most disruptive to the mainstream media and news sources, and I'm happy to be participating.
Yeah, it's great. I listen to the show almost every day, and he's such a great personality. It, you know, it's not just the information, it's the delivery. He's just an exciting guy to listen to. All right, so let's get into the book here. The details are fascinating, and you start with the smoking gun. And for those that haven't followed this, tell us a little bit about these two characters, Strzok and Page. Who are they? And tell us all about what they were up to and what we're now learning from these text messages and the so-called Plan B that they were discussing.
Well, Strzok was head of the counterintelligence division. It looks like sometime at least in July 2016, but it may have been as early as December 2015, there was a counterintelligence operation against Donald Trump's campaign, these emails, and there's 10,000 of the emails. We've only seen a sample of them so far, but they indicate that Strzok and Page were really working to make sure that Donald Trump first would not be elected, and then if he was elected, there'd be a reason to impeach him. So I think the most inflammatory information is that they had a counterintelligence operation that extended to Great Britain, putting spies in Donald Trump's campaign as entrapment agents, basically, you know, talking to each other and trying to get conversations going about Russia that could ultimately be recorded in electronic surveillance. And this type of scheme, when you step back from it and look at it, we had the Obama Department of Justice, FBI, putting spies in the GOP campaign. This has really never happened in American history before. I think it's quite frightening.
And what is it, Dr. Corsi, that now we see the media, of course, has been laughing, ha, 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 a spy. There's no spy. It's just a professor that under false pretenses was being paid to get information and to not spy but surveil what was going on. It's almost as if I think they used to call this term gaslighting, where you just kind of make fun of something and you call it something different than what it really is. But we even have reliable conservatives like Trey Gowdy coming out saying there was no spy. And when I see that happening, and you know, a lot of my followers on social media will say, you see, even the Republicans are saying there was no spy. But I've always believed that this isn't just the Democrats. It's both Democrats and Republicans working together against Trump.
Well, this was, I think, actually the deep state. It was actually from within British intelligence, working in conjunction with John Brennan. And it looks like it began in 2015. And you had several spies. It wasn't just Stephen Helper, who clearly is an intelligence agent that was working with Great Britain and the CIA. But you had various people like Carter Page, who had a history of working as an FBI informant against Russia, who had participated in cases in 2015 as an entrapment spy. And then you had also this guy Papadopoulos, who we now know from his criminal case was a government agent. So these are people who were put in the campaign and put into Great Britain to get conversations going about Russia that would create a Russian collusion argument against Donald Trump's campaign. The problem is Donald Trump wasn't colluding against Russia, and none of these efforts really produced any actionable intelligence. But yet the fact that they were ongoing and created on this Russian collusion myth, which traces back to the Fusion GPS dossier, which the Department of Justice four times used to get FISA court approval, even though that Comey under oath said that it couldn't be validated, it wasn't authenticated. But these are crimes, and they can't just be excused by laughing at them.
Yeah. Now, I've got an emailer bringing up a great question. They want to know, how does Andrew McCabe fit into this puzzle with Strzok and Page? And now you've got Andrew McCabe, who was fired, who now himself might be facing a criminal prosecution. How does he fit into all this?
Well, Andrew McCabe was the deputy director of the FBI, and he has already been fired. The first report we have out from the Inspector General Horowitz made it clear that Andrew McCabe at least twice lied under oath, including to the Inspector General. And from the emails of Strzok and Page, was very involved in things like changing the 302, the interrogation report of General Flynn, to make it look like General Flynn lied when the likelihood was General Flynn had not lied. So, I mean, these were intelligent agents within the FBI who were actively working to undermine Donald Trump and to prevent him from being elected, and then secondarily, if he did get elected, to try to impeach him. Essentially, these crimes are going to be exposed, and they amount to a coup d'etat effort.
Now, Page, she was required to resign, is that right?
Page was, and Strzok is still working. It'll reduce capacity at the FBI.
Wow.
Now, we don't know altogether what's going on in the FBI. I think it's going to take a new special prosecutor. I think when we see the report from Horowitz this Thursday and the 14th, it's going to mean we can't let the Department of Justice investigate it itself. I think we're going to need to have a special prosecutor to come in and do an outside investigation because, for instance, Horowitz is limited, can't interview anyone who's already left the FBI. And although John Huber in Utah has been given a prosecutorial authority to work with Huber, it's unclear that Huber is going to be aggressive. You know, the Department of Justice has a history of sweeping under the rug these kinds of accusations. And I think we're going to need a special prosecutor to dig into it. So this is going to be a very explosive week, I suspect, once we get this next Inspector General's report.
And, of course, liberals don't want a special prosecutor because right now they have the game rigged because they can go on CNN every day and say, you see, the president's being investigated. We haven't found anything yet, but it's ongoing, so there must be something there. So that whole narrative, if that continued and now there's a special prosecutor investigating Comey and all of the deep state folks, that's not going to be very convenient, is it?
Well, that narrative is wearing pretty thin because we've had now over a year with Mueller investigating. He was supposed to be investigating Russian collusion, but yet his prosecutions don't seem, except in one instance where he indicted.
Yeah, nothing really coming up yet. No, absolutely no smoking gun. Our break, Dr. Corsi, we'll come back and we'll pick it up there. Fascinating book, Killing the Deep State. Dr. Corsi is with us. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Fascinating book here. We're talking about killing the deep state, the fight to save President Trump. Our guest for the hour, two more segments left, Dr. Jerome Corsi. The book is available, folks, for, you can get hardcover copy, you can get the Kindle version. I know a lot of you buy for the Kindle, and also the audiobook. This would be, if you're a member of Audible, for example, you can get it for just one credit on Audible. If you're maybe taking a driving vacation this summer, or maybe you've got a long flight, this is something you could download and actually listen to. Just so much great information here that I did not know until I looked at the book. And Dr. Corsi, one name that came up there in our last segment was the name of Michael Flynn, who, you know, of all of the players in this, it breaks my heart to understand this man was in the military for over 30 years, incredible track record, retired from the military as a lieutenant general, served since 1981 in the U.S. military. And from what I've read, he's lost everything. He's lost his home. He's like basically broke. I don't know if they're going to try to take away his pension, but they told him that if he did not plead guilty, they were going to even go after his son and try to prosecute his son. And so, as every dad would do, he fell on a sword for his son. But could it turn out now that with Andrew McCabe's problems that maybe Michael Flynn never actually did commit a crime?
Well, I think increasingly there's evidence that General Flynn did not lie. You know, we're seeing again these Strozek and Page emails that the interrogation report, it looked like it was a setup, his interrogation, and it looks like a combination of agents, including Strozek, who interviewed him, and McKay may have altered his interrogation report to make it look like he lied. Now, if that's the case, and that seems to be the case, I can't imagine why he's going to go to jail. Also, the judge in the case, this new judge, Strozek and Page had known the first judge, Contreras, and they were going to wine and dine him at a cocktail party. That got released, and, you know, Contreras had to recuse himself. The new judge, Emmett Smith, issued an order from the bench on the Brady rule, which means that the information on the 302 being altered had not been released by Mueller to the defense. So, I mean, this looks to me like a setup prosecution from the beginning, and I think the whole thing stinks.
What was the backstory on his son? Because from what I had read, he was standing firm that he didn't lie, he wasn't going to plead guilty, and then it came out that they were going to go after his son, which I think is dirty pool. You know, I don't think our founders ever designed our system of government and justice that your relative can be threatened and then you're put in a position where you don't have really a right anymore to a trial because you don't want to see your wife or a son or a daughter be hauled off to prison.
Well, that's how these prosecutors operate. These are dirty prosecutors. I mean, if you take a look at the Cindy Powell's book, which is called License to Kill, she identifies Mueller and Weissman, who is a prosecutor on the Mueller staff and others, as being willing to violate the law, cutting corners, doing everything they can, intimidating witnesses, making General Flynn go broke to defend himself, and threatening his son, all these tactics to get a guilty plea. And there's the reversal rates against Mueller and others been very high. So I think this is completely out of bounds. And I think now, given what increasingly what we're getting to know, it's going to be very difficult for the judge to allow. I think that Flynn ought to be allowed to withdraw his guilty plea and to defend his case, because I think it's a complete setup. And I think he was pressured into admitting that he lied when, in fact, he did not lie.
And what was the backstory, do you know, on his son? What was his son accused of that he was at risk also?
Well, there wasn't any specific accusation. It's just his son was operating as his public relations associate, so that any time General Flynn got asked for an interview, it would go to the son. So they would be arguing the son was in on the Russian collusion or on lying.
And they'll find something if they have
they'll find something.
Yeah, amazing. Now, one of the parts of this whole story that it confuses me a little bit, but I've got a theory on it, which is a lot of people will come out and say, you know, Jim Comey is a straight shooter, and the evidence of that is that he came out at the 11th hour with that revelation about the emails on the Wiener's laptop and that whole situation. And people will say, well, look, he would have kept quiet on that and let, you know, sleeping dogs lie and not brought that out. You know, I have one theory on it. I mean, obviously, it could have just been something where it was going to become public anyway, and he had no way to avoid it, but maybe he was trying to inoculate himself and had fears at that late hour that maybe Trump could win, and maybe he had reason to believe that, you know what, I need to somehow, after everything that I've done, I need to somehow try to feather my nest a little bit on the other side, just in case, talking about plan Bs. This was his plan B.
Well, this was James Comey you're talking about, not Mueller.
Right. Right, James Comey.
And Comey, at that time, the New York Police Department had the Wiener laptop, and they were going to release the information on the Wiener laptop. Now, I called the New York Police Department, and the FBI went in and seized everything and closed the investigation at the NYPD. That's when Mueller, then a couple of days later, came out and closed the investigation just before the election. But the reason he went public with it is he was afraid the information was going to be released anyway, and he didn't want the FBI to be embarrassed on that. But when the FBI had seized everything and brought it back to D.C., there was no longer any chance it could be released.
Interesting. And did you see the sit down? I'm sure you did with Comey and Stephanopoulos, where Stephanopoulos asks him, you know, did the president have a right to know that whole dossier, that it wasn't verified, or, you know, the details of it, had, you know, the rest of it. And Comey, he's got this expression. I can't describe it, but it's where he kind of raises his eyebrows and it's like, oh, well, you know, we didn't do that. He clearly seems to have been hiding quite a bit throughout this whole process.
There's no doubt about it. Comey has given inconsistent statements. It's clear he released in his, at least the memos that he wrote to himself on his meetings with Donald Trump, appears to have released classified information. There's a war going on between Comey and McCabe over who lied and who leaked. Comey, when this report comes out from the Inspector General on Thursday, I think is going to find himself in considerable legal risk.
What do you think his thought process was to do this big book tour and write this book? Because many people would say, even if he is 100% innocent, that it would be creating legal jeopardy for himself to be doing all these interviews, to be writing a book like this, when there's so many active legal matters still at play. This is a book, many have said, you write 5 and 10 years later. You don't write it while all of this is still going on. Is he trying to position himself for what he expects might be coming around the corner, or is he just naive?
Well, I'm sure Comey both had a profit motive, and he wanted to tell his side of the story and get it out before there was any more public information. But, you know, it probably was a very bad decision, because everything Comey said on the book tour is now, if he should get indicted or be under investigations, additional information. And it can all be used against him. So he really, you know, put himself at risk by writing this book and giving this book tour. And there's a lot of inconsistent statements now he's going to have to defend. So I think Comey's going to be in serious difficulty, just like McCabe, and I suspect that's all going to start developing this Wednesday.
Very interesting. All right, one last quick segment with our special guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi. The book is Killing the Deep State. After the break, we're going to ask him about what Hillary and Obama might have known, Susan Rice, and what really is going on with Paul Manafort? What are they doing? What is this guy really guilty of? And what does it have to do, if anything, with President Trump and the campaign? We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back. The book is called Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. It is a bestseller on Amazon. Incredible. 1,352 reviews, a 4.7 out of 5 stars, which is really unheard of with that many reviews as well. You've got to get a copy of the book. It's also available on Kindle and also available as an audiobook if you're on Audible, or even as an audio CD if you're still someone that has the CD player in the car. I always think, Dr. Corsi, of the old actor Tony Curtis when I see Paul Manafort. He just kind of has that look to him. A lot of people don't even know who he was because he was only with the Trump campaign for a few weeks. And not only did he face all kinds of indictments earlier, they've now indicted him again, and he's still not cooperating with them. What do we know about what he's actually being charged with? And he seems like such a small player in all of this. Why do they have such a fervor for him?
Well, Manafort was the campaign manager for Donald Trump at a critical point when Donald Trump was gaining the delegates to win the nomination on the first ballot at the GOP convention. All the indictments, so far there's 3 indictments against Manafort. 2 of them involve activity he had in the Ukraine, going back to 2005-2006, which Donald Trump has objected to, is have already been looked at by the IRS and the FBI. There were never any prosecutions. So this looks like, you know, a revenge prosecution going back over old matters that have nothing to do with Russian collusion or the Trump campaign.
And I know that the special counsel can, you know, in the process of investigating, find other crimes, but I don't know that it was ever meant for him to go as far as he's going, where he's, you know, going back and getting additional indictments against Manafort. But Manafort seems to be standing strong. Doesn't look like he's going to cooperate. May not even have anything to cooperate on, in fact. But the question that many have been wondering about is Susan Rice, and she just got a really big contract with Netflix for millions of dollars. Of course, the Obamas did as well, and I'm sure that they put in a good word for her. And a lot of people are canceling their Netflix subscriptions now because of Susan Rice being put on the board of Netflix. What was her role in all this?
Well, Susan Rice was, of course, one of the top advisors, very much of a senior person in the Obama administration. She played various roles in the in foreign policy with the NSC, with other different foreign policy groups within the Obama administration. Susan Rice, along with Valerie Jarrett and Samantha Powers, who was on the ambassador to the United Nations under Obama, all had access to these FISA court electronic surveillance content. They unmasked the names, and it appears to be leaked them to the press, which would again have been crimes. So I think as this goes, you're going to find that this entire espionage activity, the spying, Spygate, is going to extend all the way into the Obama White House. And I think that's what we're on the verge of finding out. We'll start it with the Inspector General's report tomorrow, but tomorrow's only the second of four reports Inspector Horowitz is going to do.
Wow, so there's even a lot more to come. And I would imagine that some of these smaller players, like maybe Page or Strzok, those are people that might make deals if they knew. How much do we believe that Obama knew about what was going on? And also Hillary knew. And of course, I go all the way back to, you know, just like the optics of Bill Clinton with Loretta Lynch on that tarmac in Arizona, having that, what was it, you know, 45-minute discussion about grandchildren and golfing, supposedly. This seems like, as we're peeling the onion, we're finding out that this went all the way to the White House and all the way to Hillary Clinton. Is that right?
I think it's going to come all the way to the top because we're seeing too many indications that this was something that Barack Obama was very... There's even a Strozek and Page text message that says that Obama wants to know everything. And I don't think it's going to be possible for the White House to keep it from being a... Ultimately, it's going to take time. It's not going to be something that happens immediately. But as the investigation unfolds, I think it's going to extend all the way up into the White House.
Interesting. A couple of emails coming in here with some great questions. One person wants to know about all of these pardons all of a sudden that the president is doing. He even mentioned recently possibly giving a pardon to Rob Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, who some people think might have dirt on Obama, being that they, you know, kind of served during those same years together. What do you think is happening with these pardons? Is this a so-called signal to other people? He seems to be using that pardon pen quite a lot lately.
And it seems to be selectively, you know, using it politically. If Blagojevich were pardoned, yes, Blagojevich would, I think, downloaded an enormous amount of information about Obama that would be very, very embarrassing. Because Blagojevich, I think, quite frankly, was in prison convicted on what was normal politics in Chicago. And they said, you know, this was, again, the prosecutors trying to criminalize politics. There was a recording where Blagojevich suggested he wanted to sell the seat. But, you know, again, this was normal.
Well, see, I grew up in Chicago, and I'm fascinated by what you're saying right now, because when I had heard about what Blagojevich did and how long he was going to go to prison, I just couldn't believe it, because this is how Chicago works. If you have something, it's traded. And I'm not saying it's right, but it's been going on for 100 years. If you've got an open alderman seat, maybe you'll give that to someone and your wife will get a board seat at the hospital where she'll get a little money from that. This is the kind of horse trading that always went on. And it seemed like they were really quick to want to take down Blagojevich, separate him from his wife and two young children for, like, what was it, like a 14-year sentence or something?
Oh, he's got a horrible sentence. Yeah, he's going to be at least seven more years in prison. And I don't think, I think it was completely, you know, designed to put Blagojevich away so he could not release information against Obama that would be detrimental. And I think it's going to come out anyway. I think Barack Obama is now vulnerable now that he's out of office. But all Donald Trump has to do is to pardon Blagojevich, and Blagojevich will be free to talk and write a book.
Yeah, I always wondered about that, if Blagojevich got a commutation or an all, you know, altogether a pardon, that he would have, he would know where the bodies were buried, so to speak, because that's just how Chicago is. Everybody knows over everyone else's dirt, and that's what makes the city go round. In our last couple of minutes here, Dr. Corsi, what do we expect to come? We've got this IG report on Thursday. What else is going to happen, like, between now and the midterms in terms of all of this deep state nonsense?
It looks like there's a whole group of FBI agents who want to come forward and talk about various aspects of the case, that they felt like Hillary got a pardon that should not have passed, that should not have gotten a pass. They feel like various people in the FBI and Department of Justice were acting in a dirty capacity. And I think this is about to break open. The next few weeks is going to change. Mueller, I think, largely is stalled. He has not proved Russian collusion. I think his investigation is near over. And we're now going to find a bunch of information that the real crimes were committed by the deep state and the Democrats. So the next couple of years, I think, are all going to be a Trump counterattack. And we may have a second special prosecutor, and Mueller may not be around very much longer. I think the whole narrative is about to shift.
And if 10% of this is true, as I've been saying all along, it pales, Watergate pales in comparison.
Oh, yes, because this is a counterintelligence investigation from deep within the FBI, conducted with the cooperation of the intelligence agencies of the United States and maybe even Great Britain, against the opposition political presidential campaign. Never happened before in American history.
Yeah, absolutely. A fascinating book. We highly recommend it. Dr. Corsi, we always enjoy your books and your interviews. You're welcome here anytime, sir. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, grab the book. It's fascinating. A great summer read, or get the audio version. Killing the Deep State. Grab it over at Amazon.com. We'll be back next week. We'll be talking about the JFK assassination with James D. Eugenio. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.